One Vancouver local assembled a moving video of the past 100 days of protests in the city in solidarity with Iran. Marking 100 days of defiance, bravery and those we have lost. Vancouver in support of Iran, reads the post with the video. The first protest to take place in Vancouver happened on September 19 at SXNC-XWLA 7NC Square, formerly known as the Vancouver Art Gallery North Plaza, where the city's Persian community and supporters have since been meeting every weekend to rally. That week saw several protests in Vancouver. On September 16, the death of a woman, Mahsa Amini, held by Iran's morality police has ignited protests, clashes, and unrest in the country, as well as sparked protests worldwide. Amini, a 22-year-old Kurdish woman, was arrested for not properly wearing the Islamic headscarf, known as the hijab. She was then taken to a police station where she collapsed. She died 3 days later. On September 21, Iranians experienced a near-total internet blackout. The loss of internet access made it more difficult for demonstrators to communicate and arrange protests. The world has been organizing massive protests since her death to show solidarity with the demonstrators in Iran and to protest the Islamic Republic. In Vancouver, protesters were seen cutting up their Iranian identity cards, chopping off their hair, holding vigils, and forming human chains. A wall of human hair has also been constructed. Related. I was in prison in Iran. Meet the Vancouverites calling for justice following the death of Mahsa Amini. In December, Iran carried out the first known execution of a protester arrested during the month-long demonstrations. Mohsen Shakari was executed on December 8 and was accused of blocking a street in Tehran and attacking with a machete a member of the security forces, who required stitches for his wounds, said the Mizan news agency, which is run by Iran's judiciary. Activists say that at least a dozen people have received death sentences over their involvement in the demonstrations and warn that others could also be put to death in the near future. Following the news, locals marched through downtown Vancouver on the International Day for Human Rights, December 10, starting at Vancouver City Hall and heading to the Vancouver Art Gallery. There, protesters held a moving demonstration. Several people stood on wooden stools with their hands tied behind their back and black blindfolds over their eyes. Around their neck hung a screen with a timer, signifying the time left for imprisoned protesters in Iran that have received death sentences. A few days later on December 12, Iran executed a second prisoner convicted over crimes committed during the protests, publicly hanging him from a construction crane as a gruesome warning to others. Majidreza Ranavard was executed less than a month after he allegedly fatally stabbed two members of a paramilitary force after purportedly becoming angry about security forces killing protesters. At least 488 people have been killed since the demonstrations began in mid-September, according to human rights activists in Iran, a group that's been monitoring the protests. Another 18,200 people have been detained by authorities. With files from Alana Shepard and the Associated Press.